There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking amortization now, a new report from the recruitment people Hays suggests that amortization in the private sector is picking up. We are very pleased to be joined in the studio now by Thanj Kuganathan, who is the founder of Visible HR. Thanj, it's lovely to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
What do you make of these findings? What are you seeing on the ground with the HR teams that you work with?
Yeah, I definitely agree with the article from Hays. I think it's definitely picking up, but I think it's only natural. In 2017, the UAE announced that they were going to start monitoring the private sector and their amortization quotas. So, you know, that resulted in 2018 in 101% rise in Emiratis being in the private sector, which is huge. It's double, basically. And then this year alone, there's been 30,000 jobs up for grabs for Emiratis as well. So that's just completely in alignment with what the Hays article is saying. There's a real push for the private sector to be more alluring for Emiratis. And as a result, there's, you know, they're making offers that are more alluring. And it's not an option. It's not something that private sectors can opt out of. It's something that is on the agenda of, it's part of the UAE vision, part of the 2021 vision, part of the 2031 vision. So completely seeing that myself, and it's all in alignment with the vision of the country.
It's one thing, though, to focus on it and to say, okay, you need to do it. What practically has changed, do you think, that's made the difference? What have companies been doing, and recruitment companies and HR departments been doing, that has made a difference?
It does. I think it is at the attraction point, which is the salary and the allowances and things like that. I think those are being thought about. In the past, I think private sector had pay and benefit structures, and they would have had a social allowance or a national allowance, which wasn't really thought about. It was just tokenly put in there. And I think now a lot of them are reviewing their pay and benefit structures and actually reviewing the total cash that is given to UAE nationals and saying, actually, is that on par with what other UAE nationals are getting elsewhere in the market? There's a lot of competition now because there's a lot of pressure on private sector to hire UAE nationals. They need to now start analysing that stuff, which I don't think they did before. I think before it was, right, we need to give them, let's say, 20% more than everyone else. But I don't think that was done through pure analysis. Whereas now I think, you know, when I create pay and benefit structures for companies, that's my area of consulting, I will actually look at what UAE nationals get elsewhere, within government, within other private sectors. You can actually get that kind of analysis if you pay for the data. And I will create a pay structure and ensure that they can get that, they can get the same competitive rate in that company as they can elsewhere.
One stat you mentioned there, 30,000 private sector jobs available, say Hays, for this year. How many Emiratis are looking for jobs?
Well, I think I'm not
sure.
Do
we know numbers?
I don't know numbers, I'm afraid. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know numbers, but I think the fact that there's 30,000 jobs out there, what I would say is that
that sounds
number,
more than the potential supply to me.
It does sound more than the supply. But what I would say that goes hand in hand with is there just seems to be so many expatriate job seekers in the market right now. So I feel that this year there's been more expatriate job seekers than I have experienced in my whole sort of 5 years being here. So that makes me think that goes hand in hand with the fact that actually Emiratis are now more in demand than expatriates are, but I couldn't give you exact numbers.
Do you feel that in some ways that glut of expatriates looking for work is because people have been made redundant, that we've gone through a wave of redundancies?
There's been a wave of redundancies. You know, quite a few of my friends have actually been made redundant as well. And I think a lot of jobs, such as support roles specifically, are being targeted at Emiratis, even in the private sector. So a lot of people that might have worked in HR, finance, IT, procurement, those sort of areas, and now customer services as well, are now being made redundant. And these roles are being replaced by Emiratis. So I think that's also one of the reasons why there's a huge increase in job seekers in the expatriate market. Yeah.
What effect is all of this having on wages?
On wages. So I think the expatriate wages have actually decreased slowly over the years. If I have a look at 5 years ago, the wage of an expatriate versus now. The UAE nationals, I think it's actually decreased as well. Now, when Hayes says that the salaries are levelling out, I would say that's primarily at directorship level, that there's about a 7% difference between what a Emirati earns and what an expatriate earns. And the reason being is not because companies are trying to level out the salary. That's not actually the objective. The reason being that directors are generally in low supply, and to attract them, you just have to pay them a lot of money, either from across the globe or from here. So I don't think it's ever a case of let's try and level out the salaries. Because if you look at some of the lower levels, so managerial levels, there's a 25% difference between what UAE nationals and expatriates pay. And if you look at customer service and support, there's 111% difference. So I don't think the salaries are levelling out, and it wouldn't be in line with the vision either, but the levelling out is more at director level.
I think I'm right in saying that there's still a target for banks to have 40% Emiratis. How many other quotas are there in other industries?
In a lot of government companies, it's as high as 70%. So when a lot of my clients are actually government. So when I create a pay and benefit structure, it's actually, you have a separate Emirati pay and benefit structure. So you actually have two. So you have one for expatriates and one for Emiratis. That only happens in government. And the reason it happens is because of the really high quotas of 60%+. A lot of companies are being given incentives to hire Emiratis as well. So things like getting their labour reduction costs on labour permit cards, reduction costs on certain other, so there's a bank deposit, you know, they get exemptions from bank deposit requirements. So things like that. So there's some incentives that companies are given for hiring Emiratis as well. So
hiring's one thing though. Talk to me about retention.
Retention. So I think attraction is all about salary. I think when someone's in the role, it's way more than that. So that's why, you know, if you look at certain programs like Tauteen, which is one of the emiratization programs, and there's ENDB as well, they're emiratization programs that have come out, and they are looking at emiratization in a holistic way. So yes, they're looking at the attraction part, which is about salary and allowances, but they're also working with private sector about their training, their development, their promotion opportunities. So this is a big area as well that's being looked at. Another area that's being looked at is there's national funding for Emiratis that want to start their own businesses. So it's a holistic approach, the emiratization. It's not just let's attract them into the private sector. It's let's attract them into the private sector. Let's grow them. Let's develop them. Let's continue attracting them in the public sector. Let's encourage them to become entrepreneurs. So it's a holistic view to make them contributors of the society. And
which is an interesting point that you've made there. It's not just that it's the competition is between public sector and private sector, it's also between private sector and entrepreneurship, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think a lot of millennial Emiratis are actually now, I read that they're now less interested, and I'm seeing this as well, they're less interested in pay and benefits and actually now more interested in job content challenges and working somewhere quite cool, basically. So, you know, startups and things like that are very attractive for Emiratis now, the millennials. So I think that's a really positive step where we're seeing now UAE nationals are, yes, they're interested in paying benefits, but actually they're also interested in content and challenge in the workplace as well.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thanj Kurganathan, the founder of Visible HR. Pleasure to have you back in the studio so soon.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.